Judith Ersetti has two children with autism. She's also an advocate with Autism Speaks. Ersetti told a state Senate committee it's heartbreaking to hear a pediatrician prescribe your child things like speech and behavioral therapy, only to find out they're not covered by your insurance.
And it's really shocking, I can tell you personally, to know that because your child has been diagnosed with a brain-based disorder like autism spectrum disorder, that they're denied.
The committee also heard from those who oppose the bill. Kyle Jackson is a state director of the National Federation of Independent Business. He says it would place a significant burden on small businesses and force some not to offer health insurance.
I just encourage you to think about the small businesses in your community and their ability to absorb extra costs.
But in the end, the committee unanimously approved the bill. Those who favor it say early treatment would reduce state costs because it's twice as expensive to put a child in a special education classroom versus a normal one. It now goes before the full Senate, where it's likely to pass. But the legislation is expected to face trouble in the House, where House Speaker David Ralston has already expressed concerns about the cost to businesses. Michelle Wirth, WABE News, the state capital.